Coach Del Rio just said it was such a wonderful story about how you willed your way onto this football team, and now for poetic justice to score like this on a 75-yard run.
Man, it's just, I'm just a blessed individual. You know, like he said, just, you know, I hope that I can be a, you know, a focal point of, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what you want to do in life, that if you keep God first, man, and if you want it bad enough, you can do all the things. You can achieve anything you want, man. I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana. I went to Southern Miss, battled injuries, undrafted, trial guy, make the 53, and then come back home in your home state, and then to perform and make an impact for the team, to help the team win. Most of all, is the words can't express it, man, and I'm just blessed, man.
The run itself, biggest deal.
You know, it was just, you know, inside zone play. I kind of, you know, played with the D-tackle a little bit. He was, you know, two-gapping me, and I think they kind of lost me in the shuffle. And, you know, from there I hit it, and all I could hear was my pads, you know, and I didn't hear anything else, and it was just zoned in from there. And, you know, I scored, and I'm just mostly happy that we got the win.
What did you see with the hole that Kelechi opened up for you?
It was just a nice little crease. Again, like I said, I think they kind of lost me a little bit because, you know, the D-tackle was two-gapping me, and I kind of made them jump the other way, and I came right back inside. But, you know, the O-line blocked their butts off just for everybody out there. Latavius had a good game running, and DeAndre had a good game running. And, you know, my number was called, and, you know, I just made the most out of that run. I think anybody else would have made the most out of Red Run also. So I'm just blessed and happy that we got the win.
Who was the first person you did you look for anybody in the crowd right after you made the run?
I don't know. I didn't know where any of my family was. You know, nobody was able to tell me where they were. But I know they saw me. I know I had a lot of family on TV watching me. So I'm just very blessed and happy that I could come and have a day like this in my home state.
I talked to Coach Monken the other day, and he said that, you know, over the year it was kind of the joke last year of you getting some sort of chip on your shoulder, stop running sideways, stop running towards the sidelines. What changed?
It was definitely Coach Monken, you know, getting on to me every day about, stop running sideways and get vertical, and that I'll never be a good running back going sideways. And him getting in my head, and my running back coach, Coach Simon, that really coached me up a lot in college to, you know, develop my craft as a running back. Between those two, really, you know, made me zone in and take, you know, heed to, you know, getting vertical. And, you know, that's what I, you know, think I do well is I focus on getting vertical and not going sideways too much.
Seeing how the rotation went today, I mean, how do you feel now part of kind of this rotation of the three of you guys?
It's definitely a three-headed monster. Four-headed monster. I mean, you've seen everybody out there, Tywan Jones, Latavius, and DeAndre. So, you know, everybody, whenever your number's called, you know, you get out there and perform. And I think all of us have that ability in that running back room to do anything at any time, any given time when our number's called. So it's very good to, you know, have that much talent, that much depth in one room. And I think we'll use it to our advantage the rest of the season.